话，他还是回来了。
I am asking the airline to let me have the frequent flyer miles for my luggage.
我请求说这个我的这个行李走的那些里程能不能算在我的头上？
But had a wonderful time to meet with a group up in the mountains of New Zealand.
我很感谢神，我们能在新西兰 New Zealand 的一个
No, no.New Guinea.
在那个巴布亚新几内亚的山区能够遇到 一群人。
About 30 years ago or so, a young Christian man felt God's call on his heart.
大概三十多年前有一个年轻的基督徒感到神在呼召他。
He went up, on a mountain and prayed and fasted for 40 days.
他就到一个山上，然后在那里一直禁食祷告，过了40天。
To ask God, what is your purpose for me?
就那个时候他就在专心地寻求说神你要我做什么。
And he came back and he began to go out into the marketplaces and preach where there was no church.
他从山上下来以后就在那个集市那边就开始给大家讲这个福音，那个时候还没有教会。
And he's a very powerful preacher and very good at communicating to unbelievers.
他是一个很有力的这个讲道的人，所以他很会跟这个不信的人沟通。
And so, many people were converted, and then they asked him, "Where do we go to church?"
那因为他这样做，就很多人就信了。然后信了以后，就问他说：“我们上哪里去教会呢？”
In that area, in that province, 80% of the people have no jobs. They just live on what they grow on their own property.
那个在那个地区，大概有80%的人都不是说在外面上班的，就是他们自己种点什么吃了就完了。
They walk everywhere, so they can't really drive to church.
而且他们也不是固定在一个地方，有的时候在这儿，有的时候在那儿，所以也没有办法。他们是没有车的，所以都是用步行的。
So he began to plant churches for them.
所以他那个时候就开始植堂，开始建立教会。
And then they needed a pastor.
那建立教会以后就需要有牧师。
So by this time, they have planted 56 churches.
那等我去的时候，他们已经有50六个教会了。
But they have only 16 pastors.
可是这么多教会却只有16个牧师。
And so the pastors are very busy running from church to church.
所以那个牧师都很忙，要跑好几个地方。
So I was there to teach a class for future pastors.
那我去那儿就是培训将来的新的牧师。
There were about 16 of them in the class.
那我上课的这个班大概有16个人。
But also the current pastors came and a group of church people, so we had about 75 take the class.
那现任的牧师也来，然后还有一些教会里其他人，所以大概最后这个课上有75个人。
And then we had service every night and about a couple hundred people would come at night.
那我们每天晚上都有崇拜，然后大概都有200人左右会来。
So it was a wonderful trip.
所以我感到这是一个很充实的这个旅行。
Much different this morning, however.
但是今天早上又很不一样了。
We have electric.
那我们这里有电。
One night I preached holding a flashlight the whole time.
我有一天在那边讲课的时候是要拿着手电筒的。
And also they are very...out loud in their response.
然后我那些学生他们这个回应都很热烈。
So, it is a little different.
那这里就有点不太一样了。
But I am very happy to be here this morning.
但是我今天早上很高兴和大家在一起。
This is not actually what I had planned to preach on this morning.
这个我要讲的其实并不是我所预备的。
But last month I spoke at the cell leaders retreat about spiritual growth.
大概前一个月我在那个小组长的这个退休会上，我给大家讲过关于这个属灵的成长。
And over the last few weeks, I began to feel that I should share this with the church as well.
那过去几个星期，我就在想，这个信息我也希望能够跟大家一起分享。
I want to start with a scripture that I read to you a few months ago.
那我想从这个我上个前几个月跟你们讲过的一段经节开始。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
is talking about the purpose of the church.
在讲到的是这个教会的目的。
I looked at one aspect of this back several months ago, and I want to come back to it and talk about another aspect this morning.
那几个月以前我讲过其中的一个方面，那我今天早上我要讲另外一个方面。
If you would read, please, from verse 11 through 15.
我们翻到一起来读，在以弗所书第四章。从十一节一直到十五节，请他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师， 为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
There are many myths that people in our world believe.
我们生活的这个世界有很多的误区，大家是相信的。
False ideas that people have come to accept as true.
就虽然是一些错误的观念，但是大家就把它当成真理来接受了。
A lot of them don't really matter. They're not very harmful.
有些事情是无关紧要的，没有无伤大雅。
If you believe that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, the worst that's going to happen is you're going to eat a lot of apples.
那如果你相信每天吃一个苹果都就你的身体就棒棒的话，也没关系，顶多就是多吃了一个苹果嘛。
But some myths are dangerous.
但有些误区是很危险的。
In the 18th century, they believed that if you were sick and weak, you needed to have leeches, withdraw blood from you.
在十八世纪的时候，那时候你要是病了的话，那时候的人相信放血，就用那个水蛭来放在你的身上，然后把你的血吸出来。
The weaker you got, the more blood they took.
你越孱弱的话，他吸的血越多。
Which made you weaker.
然后你就越来越弱。
So the solution, take more blood.
那这样呢，他们就觉得，那你就需要被放更多的血。
The last few hours before George Washington died, they took out over half of the blood from his body.
那个乔治华盛顿在他死之前，就几小时之前，他们为了救他，把他的身上大概有一半的血都放出来了。
Some myths are dangerous.
所以这个误区是很危险的。
And some myths are spiritually dangerous.
那有一些误区是让我们属灵的生命受到了威胁。
This past year, I've tried to challenge you to a deeper relationship with God.
过去一年，我一直在鼓励大家能够跟神有一个更深的关系。
But many times we sing something like, more like the master I want to be.
那我们很多时候会唱说愿我更像主耶稣。
And we really mean it.
我们也心里确实是这么期望的。
But when it comes to putting it into practice, we're not always sure how to do that.
可是具体到底要怎么做呢？我们可能就不知道了。
And one reason I think is we have come to accept some false ideas about how we grow as Christians.
有些时候是因为我们不就是对于关于基督徒这个属灵上怎么成长，我们自己有一些认知上的误区。
And so this morning I want to look at six of these false ideas that we often believe.
所以我今天早上要跟大家一起来看的是六个我们常常出现失误的地方。
The first one that many Christians believe is that after you're born again, it's just automatic that you will grow spiritually.
那第一个就是有些基督徒就相信，当你一旦成为基督徒以后，你的这个属灵的成长就是自动自觉发生的。
Many Christians think I'm born again, and now all I do is I wait until God takes me to heaven.
那有些人就认为说，哎，我只要一下成了基督徒以后，我就什么也不用做了，就等着神接我去天堂就好了。
But the truth is that spiritual growth requires intention.
但是事实上，这个属灵的成长是需要刻意去做的。
If you're going to grow in your walk with God, you're going to have to be intentional about it. You're going to have to plan and work at it.
如果你要真的是在神的里面长进的话，你一定要有计划、有意识的去做。
A new baby is born.
那一个孩子刚出生。
The doctor checks the baby and says, "Your baby is healthy. Everything is great."
那一生下来，医生就会检查说，这个婴儿很健康，什么都没有问题，很好。
And so you say, "Great."
那你就说，哎呀，那太好了。
You go put the baby in a crib.
然后你就把它放在这个他的小床上。
And say, "You're healthy, so you just stay there until you're grown."
那你就说，你很健康，那你就在这待着，自己长好了。
Right?
是这么说的吗？
If you're a mother, you should know the answer is no.
如果你是一个母亲，你就知道这绝对不是这样的。
Now the fathers might not understand that because we sleep.
父亲可能不知道，因为他都是睡过去的。
But mothers know that baby requires a lot of care, regardless of how healthy it was when it was born.
但是妈妈们知道，不管婴儿出生的时候他有多么健康，他之后需要很多很多的照顾和关怀。
A new Christian is born, a baby Christian.
那当一个新一个基督徒的一个人成为基督徒的时候，他也是一个在属灵上的婴儿。
And we have to be intentional and deliberate about growing.
那我们就必须要刻意的、有意识的去做一些事情，才能让他成长。
Second Timothy is Paul's last letter.
那提摩太后书是保罗给是保罗写的最后一封书信。
And in there he gives us some wonderful pictures of the Christian life.
在那里面他给了我们一些关于这个基督徒生命的一些图画。
Verse 4, he tells us that the Christian life is like a soldier.
在提摩太后书第二章第四节他就讲到说这个基督徒的生命就好像是一个当兵的一样。
You don't go into battle without preparation.
你不能毫无准备的就去打仗。
I have a former student who is going into the special forces.
我从前有一个学生，他后来就进到特种部队去了。
I was talking to his father a couple weeks ago.
大概就在两个星期前，我跟他的父亲聊天。
He has had 4 years of training before they sent him out.
他这个在特种部队里经过了4年的训练，才派他去这个执行任务。
Thousands and thousands of dollars spent into training him before he ever goes into battle.
这个成千这个国家花了成千上万的这个美元，然后来训练他，然后才把他送到战场上。
Paul says the Christian life is like the life of a soldier. It requires discipline and effort.
那保罗说，我们基督徒的这个生命就好像是一个士兵一样，是需要有纪律，是需要花力气去训练的。
Verse 5, he says, the Christian life is like an athlete.
那第五节他又讲到说这个基督徒又好像是在场上比武在竞赛的人。
Imagine an athlete that gets to the Olympics.
那你想想在奥林匹克运动会上那些运动员。
And he stands at the starting line.
然后呢他进了比赛了，他就站在这个起跑线上。
And says, I have prayed that God will help me win this race.
然后就说我已经祷告过了，我求神帮助我能够赢得这场比赛。
So I'm just going to stand here and trust God to carry me to the finish line.
所以我就站在这儿就等着神来把我一直带到这个终点线。
I promise you, no matter how spiritual he is, he's not going to win that race.
我可以像你现在就跟你保证，这不管他有多属灵，他没办法赢得这场比赛的。
You win a race with careful training and hard work and effort.
你怎么才能赢得比赛？你一定要不断的训练，然后付出很大的努力和这个决心才行。
Now many Christians are afraid when they hear this work.
那很多基督徒一听说要努力，要花力气，就觉得很怕。
They say, "Wait a minute! The Bible says we are saved by faith, not by works."
他们说，等一会儿，圣经不是说我们得救不是靠行为，是靠信心吗？
And that is absolutely true.
确实是这样的。
But Paul and James both teach that because we are saved, we will do work.
但是保罗和雅各都这样教导我们说，因为正因为我们得救是靠着信心，所以我们就要用行为来显出这个。
Paul says we are athletes. We are running a race.
保罗说我们就像在场上竞技的人一样，我们要付出努力去赢得。
Philippians, he gives his own testimony.
在腓立比书他自己这样说他自己。
He says this is how I run the race.
我就是这样努力。
I forget what's behind me.
我忘记背后。
And I strain forward to what lies ahead.
我努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
I press on towards the goal.
我要得到那个，要得到终点，要跑到终点。
All of these are words of effort.
所有这些词都在表明说他在付出努力。
Pressing, straining, a goal.
就是努力，然后直跑，然后要得。
Paul is telling us, my spiritual growth is not automatic.
保罗就是在告诉我们说，我们这个属灵的成长不是自动发生的。
I say, here is my goal, and then I begin to work to achieve that goal.
我给自己树立一个目标，然后我就说我要向着这个目标来前进，我有计划、有行动的来做。
But many Christians who are very careful about setting goals for their job and their career.
那有些基督徒可能在自己的职业规划上做得很好，目标都很明确。
Very careful about setting goals and working at their goals for their finances and retirement savings.
然后很小心的计划他们自己的这个财务，然后将来怎么退休，有多少钱，很注意。
very careful about setting goals for exercise.
然后或者在锻炼上，在运动上面也很注意，然后自己有一个计划要怎么样。
If you were to say to them, "What is your goal for your finances?" they could tell you exactly a 10-year plan.
那如果你问他你的财务规划是什么样，他可能可以给你仔仔细细讲出来未来十年他都有什么目标。
But if I were to ask them, "What is your goal for your spiritual growth?"
但是如果你问他，那你的属灵的生命是有什么计划呢？成长
？They would look at me and say, "A goal?"
他们可能会看着我说，我需要有个目标吗
？Well, I plan to go to church every time it's not inconvenient.
我的计划就是，如果没什么事儿，我就去教会。
I think probably that's enough.
我觉得这样就够了吧。
Paul says.I must have a goal that I am straining for God's purpose in my life.
保罗说我必须有一个目标，这个目标就是要得着神所为我预备的这个目的。
Then in verse 6, Paul compares our Christian life to a farmer.
到第六节的时候，神又把保罗又把这个基督徒的生活比喻成一个农夫。
Now living in South Florida, most of us are not farmers.
那我们住在南佛州的人，可能没有人是务农的。
Farmers work hard.
但是这个农夫其实工作是很辛苦的。
They understand that you can't just plant a crop and then say, "Now I'll relax and wait until it's ready to harvest."
但是农夫是很清楚知道，你不能仅仅是撒了种子，然后就在家里就可以说等，我就等着到时候等明年来收获好了。
This summer, I spoke for a conference in Illinois.
那今年夏天我有机会去伊利诺伊州，在一个会议上讲话。
It's an area of beautiful farmland.
那个地方就是农业区。
I lived there many years ago, and I can remember the beautiful crops.
很多年前我曾经在那儿住过，所以我记得那些农田的那个成片的那个农田是非常美。
But this summer, prices had dropped for the crops, and many of the farmers decided it's not worth the effort.
那但是今年夏天呢，这个农产品的价格下降，然后以至于这些农夫最后决定说。不值得，就种这些地花出的这个成本不值得这个回报。
And we drove past field after field that was dry, and the only thing growing were the weeds.
那所以那我今年夏天去的时候，就发现很多的地方，因为没有人打理，所以它全都这个庄稼都干了，然后长的就是一些杂草、野草。
This spring, the farmers had planted the seed.
但是春天的时候，那些农夫确实是种地了，他们把种子也都撒出去了。
But because they did not keep caring for it, there was no growth.
不要再去打理了，不要再去照顾这些田，所以这个庄稼就没有长出来。
Spiritual growth is intentional.
所以我们属灵的生命的成长也是一样的，要刻意去做，去努力。
So what's that say for us as members of Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel?
那对于我们这个东里滩华人基督教会的成员来说，对是什么意思呢？
We are not going to grow spiritually by accident.
很简单，我们的属灵的生命的成长不是偶然发生的意外。
All of the activities that the church plans for spiritual growth, we have to participate if it's going to do us any good.
那教会所组织的关于所有这些帮助我们属灵成长的活动，我们要参加才对我们有意义。
The church leaders have planned cell groups and worship services to challenge you to spiritual growth.
教会领袖一直在努力致力于这个小组的建设，还有这个周日的这个崇拜的这所有的一切，都是为了想要帮助大家属灵的生命成长。
Prayer meeting in the middle of the week for focused prayer and testimony.
那周间有这个祷告会，就是为了让我们能够专注在祷告上。
But all of this requires intention.
那但是所有这些都需要你刻意的去做，去参加才行。
To say I want to grow as Christ wants me to grow, and I will put forth that effort.
因为你有一个心意，说我要做到像神想希望我能够做到的样子，我要花出时间和精力来做。
A second myth about spiritual growth is that it's only for a select.Few people.
那第二个误区就是说，这个属灵的成长只是属于某些人的。
Maybe you have in mind some old saint that you think that's what a godly person is like.
可能你见过某些这个圣徒，就是老圣徒，看上去真的是非常的属灵的样子，你就说哇，这个才是属灵的人该有的模样。
When I was growing up, there was a man in our church who was 80 years old.
那我小的时候，我们教会里有一个八十岁的老先生。
And he said, at the age of four, I gave my life to Christ.
他跟我说，我四岁的时候就把我的生命献给主了。
And I don't believe there has ever been a day since that I was not walking as close as I could to him.
然后他说，我从此以后每一天都是紧紧的跟随主，跟他同行的。
And I would look at that man and I would think, wow, that is a saint.
那所以我看见他的时候，我就会觉得哇，这个真的是一个圣徒。
There was a preacher who would come to our church and preach.
那个时候也有一个传道人，有的时候到我们教会来讲道。
And in my mind as a child, he had a holy voice.
作为一个孩子，我就觉得他的声音特别的庄重，特别圣洁。
And he would pray, "Dear Father."
然后他就这样说，天上的父啊，这样祷告。
But you see, in my mind, I thought, well.I'm already 8 years old, and Brother Newby was saved when he was four, so I'll never be as saintly as him.
那我当时就心里想，我都已经八岁了，这个那个那位老先生四岁就得救了，我已经比他晚了，我不可能再像他这么属灵了。
And my voice is kind of thin; it's not very holy.
然后那时候我的声音又很尖，好像又不是很庄重、很圣洁。
So they're the saints, and I'll just have to be an ordinary Christian.
那这些人都是圣徒，我可能就只能做一个普通的基督徒了。
But can I tell you the truth is that spiritual growth and maturity is God's plan for every Christian.
但是我能告诉你真理吗？这个真相是神对每一个基督徒的渴望，都是他们的这个成熟和属灵的这个长进。
You see, many Christians miss what God's purpose is for our life.
很多基督徒失掉了这个神为我们设立的目标。
They think God's only purpose is to take us to heaven.
他们认为神的唯一的目的就是让我们能上天堂。
And yes, that's important.
确实这个是很重要。
But that's not his primary purpose for us.
但是这不是他最重要的主要的目的。
They think his main purpose is to get us to quit sinning.
也可能有些人想说这个神的对我们的主要目的是让我们不再犯罪。
And yes, that's important, but that's not his main purpose for us.
确实重要，但仍然不是最重要主要的原因。
They think, well, maybe his purpose is to get us involved in reading the Bible and praying and coming to church and spiritual discipline.
也许有人说，这个神对我们的目标就是让我们能够读经祷告，然后到在教会聚会，让我们有一个这个属灵的生活。
And those are important, but it's not his main purpose for us.
也很重要，但是仍然不是最主要的原因。
God's goal for us is to make us like Jesus.In our daily life,
神对我们的主要目标是让我们在日常生活中也像主耶稣的模样。
Not just a theory,
不仅仅是一个理论。
Not just something we talk about on Sunday,
也不是只是礼拜天来谈一谈的事情。
But in our daily, ordinary life, people who look at us will see a picture of what Jesus is like.
是我们在每天的普普通通的生活当中，在别人看到我们的时候，他们看到的是耶稣的形象。
Through this year, I've referred back often to you to 1 John chapter 3.
这今年一年，我经常给大家提到这个约翰一书第三章。
We know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他。
John says, we're not there yet. We don't see it yet.
约翰告诉我们说，我们还没有再到那里，我们还没有看到。
But day by day, we are moving towards that goal of becoming more and more like him.
但是每天我们都在向着这个更像他这个目标来前进。
Notice that John does not say.
你要注意到，这个约翰并没有这么说。
When he appears, pastors will be like him.
那个他没有说等到主显现的时候，那些牧师会很像他。
He doesn't say when he appears, church elders and deacons will be like him.
他没有说主显现的时候，那些长老和执事会很像他。
When he appears, old people who have lived many, many years for God will be like him.
或者是主显现的时候，那些老基督徒，多年的基督徒会像他。
John says, when he appears, every believer.Will be like him.
约翰说，主显现的时候，我们每一个信徒都必要像他。
That's God's goal.
这就是
every one of us.
这就是神对我们每一个人的目标。
I think John understood this so well because of his own life.
约翰因为从他自己的生命中他能够理解这一句话他明白。
You see, if I ask you this morning, and don't worry, I'm not going to ask you.
我今天早上如果问你这个问题当然我不会真的问了。
But if I started calling people and saying, please stand and tell us what is the biggest problem in your life that keeps you from being like Christ.
那如果我把你们挑出来一个一个的问说你这个生命中你最大的问题使得你不能像耶稣的是什么呢？
Most of us could probably pretty quickly say, well, this is the characteristic that I struggle with the most.
那这个我们很多人可能自己知道我们自己这个性格当中或者是品格当中最大的问题最大的缺点是什么？
John could have answered that question instantly.
那约翰也能够迅速地回答这个问题。
When he was a disciple with Jesus, if you had said, John, what is the biggest characteristic that is different between you in Jesus.
那如果你问他说约翰你在他做门徒的时候说约翰你的身上什么品格跟这个耶稣出入最大。
If he had said, I don't know, all the other disciples would have said, I can tell you.
如果他说我不知道的话其他门徒肯定都可以都说我知道我知道。
And you would have said, what is it?
那你可能说是什么呢?
And they'd say, well, let me tell you his nickname. He's called the Son of Thunder.
那我告诉你他的这个外号是什么?他的这个外号叫做雷霆之子。
Because he's always blowing up.
因为他动不动就发火。
When a Samaritan village rejects Jesus, John says, let's call down lightning from heaven and burn him up.
那当这个撒玛利亚有一个村庄拒绝耶稣的时候，约翰就建议说，我们从天上就是降雷火来把他们烧了吧。
And with the lightning will come thunder.
那这个雷，这个闪电来的是什么？后面就是这个雷。
He is full of this anger that pops out.
所以他这个里面这个怒气动不动就会发出来。
But through spending time with Jesus,
可是他花了时间跟耶稣在一起。
He changes.
他改变了。
His nickname changes.
连他的外号都变了。
When he was 30 years old, he was the Son of Thunder.
他30岁的时候被人称为雷霆之子。
But 20 years later, he's called the Apostle of Love.
但是二十年之后，人们称他是爱的使徒。
He is transformed by Jesus Christ.
他已经被耶稣基督完全的改变了。
The same way.
同样的。
If we spend time with Jesus day after day, we will become more and more like him.
如果我们每天跟耶稣花时间在一起的话，我们也会更像他。
For every one of us.God intends us to be growing spiritually.
我们每一个人，神对我们都有一个在属灵上成熟的目标。
In fact, I'm convinced that every believer is either growing or dying.
实际上，我可以这么说，每一个信徒他不是在成长，就是在这个慢慢的萎缩。
We don't stand still.
我们不会在一个地方停止
不前。We're either becoming more like Christ.Or less like Christ.
我们或者会变得慢慢变得更像耶稣，或者会变得越来越不像他。
And so, as you evaluate your Christian life, I would ask you to say, "Am I looking more like Christ in my daily life?"
所以，当你在评价自己的属灵生活的时候，我希望你自己回想一下，问问自己说，我是不是更像耶稣了呢
？I'm not asking you, is everything perfect?
我没有问你说你是不是各方面都做得很完美。
John says, when we see him, we will be like him.
因为约翰也说当我们主若显现的时候我们见到他的时候我们
We're not there yet.
所以我们现在还没有到那儿。
But day by day by day, we must be moving towards that goal.
但是日子一天天过去的时候你是不是有在向那个目标前进呢
Very quickly, the third myth I want to look at is many Christians believe that spiritual growthis mystical.
那第三个误区就是有很多人认为这个属灵的成长是很神秘的。
It really has nothing to do with real life.
跟这个实际生活好像没有太大关系。
But it's about coming to a special service or a conference and crying and having a lot of emotion.
去一个特别的这种特会，然后一个，然后呢，在你这那个上面情绪很多的爆发，然后你就觉得你在属灵上长进了。
Feeling really good about Jesus for a while.
然后在那段时间，你觉得跟神好像特别亲密。
And then going back to ordinary daily life, unchanged by what happened.
可是你回家以后仍然过回你原来的日子，你之前的那个经历对你的实际生活没有任何的改变。
But the truth is that spiritual growth is intensely practical.
但是真相是我们的这个属灵的这个成长是非常的实际的。
It's not just about some emotional experience.
不仅仅是那种情绪上的感动而已。
It's not just about head knowledge.
也不仅仅是头脑上的知识。
It is something that affects our daily life.
这个成长是会影响到我们每天的生活的。
I've been happy this year to see you reading the Bible and memorizing scripture.
我很高兴大家今年一年都有在努力的读经，还有在背诵经节。
But knowing scripture is not by itself enough.
但是只是背诵经节记住他们仅仅如此的话并不够
I told the Sunday school class about a young man in a church who won an award for Bible memory
我从前讲过一个这个有一个主日学的故事在这个主日学上有一个男孩子他赢得了这个背诵圣经的这个冠军他背了600多条
This little boy memorized 600 verses of the Bible in 1 year
就在一年之内他就背下来600多条
But a few weeks after they called him up and gave him this certificate in church,
那到几个星期以后，他们把他叫到台上来，然后发给他这个奖状。
They realized that someone had been stealing money out of the Sunday school offering.
那个时候呢，他们就发现有些人就是这个圣经主日学的这个收上来的奉献，经常会丢钱。
And when they looked at the video cameras, he was the one.
然后当他们从这个监控录像的去查的时候，发现就是这个孩子，他从这个奉献里面偷。
Now I'm sure that somewhere in those 600 verses he memorized that year was the commandment, "Thou shalt not steal."
那我相信他背的这六百多节圣经里面肯定会提到这个十诫里所说的这个不可偷窃。
He knew it.
他是知道的。
But it did not change his life.
但并不能改变他的生命。
To grow as God wants us to grow.
我们能够如果能够想要得到这个神所为我们预备的成
长 It's more than emotion. It's more than head knowledge.
不仅仅是一个情绪上的激动，不仅仅是一个头脑的知识
It is a transformed way of looking at all of life.
而是你的这个思想观念的改变，你对人生的看法的改变
New attitudes, new ways of speaking, new actions.
新的态度，新的说话方式，新的行为。
Everything is changed.
所有一切都会改变。
Every aspect of our life looks different because we are growing in the image of Christ.
因为我们在这个基督的形象上的长进，使得我们生活中的方方面面都在改变。
And so again, I would ask you, look at your life.
所以我同样在请求大家再看自己的生活。
Your attitude, your marriage, your relationship with those around them.
你的态度，你的婚姻，你跟周围人的关系。
And ask this question.
然后来问自己这个问题。
How would this part of my life be different if I were not a believer?
我的生活这个方面，如果我没信主的话，跟现在会有不同吗？
You see, if I look at my marriage and it's no different than it would be if I were not a believer.
如果我看我自己的婚姻，我回想起来，如果我还没有信主的话，我这个婚姻会不会不同？如果答案是说不是
，That means that somehow I'm not allowing God to transform my attitude about marriage.
那也就是说，我没有允许神让来在婚姻在看待婚姻的这个态度上这件事上，我没有允许神来改变我。
If my relationship with my children or my relationship with my parents is no different.Then it would be if I were not a believer. I'm not allowing God to transform how I look at those relationships.
如果我跟我的父母或者我跟我的子女的关系跟我在没有信主之前没有任何不同的话，那就说明我神并没有在这个，我并没有让神在这方面改变我自己。
God wants to shape every aspect of our life.
神要改变我们生活中各个方面的关系。
Because spiritual growth is practical.
因为属灵的成长是实际的。
The fourth myth that I want you to see is this.
第四个误区。
Many people seem to believe that spiritual maturity is instantaneous.
有些人认为这个属灵的成长是瞬时完成的。
I accept Christ, I give my life to Him, and suddenly I'm a mature believer.
我接受了主耶稣，我把我的生命交给他，那我应该一下子就成了一个这个成熟的基督徒。
I am a terrible gardener.
我其实很不会种花种草。
I can't even grow weeds.
连杂草我们家都长不好。
But one reason I'm a terrible gardener is I'm very impatient.
那这个其中一个原因就是我很没有耐心。
I plant it.
我把它种下去了。
I wait a few days and nothing happened.
等了几天以后什么也没长出来。
And I remember as a little kid digging it up to see.
我还记得我小时候就会把这个种子挖出来看看有没有在长啊。
I thought I had planted it. It ought to come up.
我觉得我种下去它应该马上就长才对啊。
Growth takes time.
但是成长是要花时间的。
And spiritual growth takes time.
这个属灵的成长也是要花时间的。
It's a lifelong process.
实际上它是一个一生之久的工作。
Now this question is not for the children.
这个问题不是 问小朋友的啊。
But if you are 18 or older,
如果你18岁以上，
How many of you love to eat at McDonald's?
你们是谁愿意喜欢吃麦当劳的？举手。
There are a few.
有那么几个哈。
Who are 50, 60, 70 year old children.
五六十岁的小孩。
But for most of us,
但是我们当中的大多数人，
there is only one reason we go to McDonald's.
我们去麦当劳只有一个原因。
And that is, it's quick.
就是因为它快。
You can order, get through, and you're done.
你点了餐，拿了那个汉堡，转身就可以走了。
Very few adults choose McDonald's because of the great quality.Of the hamburger.
绝大多数人去吃麦当劳吃汉堡包，不是因为它的这个汉堡包质量特别好。
It's fast.
就是因为它快。
When you want a really, really delicious meal, you usually go somewhere that's going to take some time to prepare it.
如果你想吃一顿很好的饭的话，你肯定要去一个餐馆坐下来，因为那些人要花时间慢慢的给你准备。
There are Christians who seem to me to be met Christians.
那有些基督徒对我来说，给我感觉好像就是
McDonald's Christians、
哦、是这个麦当劳快餐式基督徒。
God make me a saint。
那神呐、啊，你现在就不让我成为圣徒吧
？Starting now，
就从现在开始。
They don't understand that spiritual growth takes time。
他们不理解说这个属灵的成长需要花时间的。
35 years ago in college, I had a friend named Woodrow.
那我在35年前，我在大学里有一个朋友叫做 Woodrow。
Once a year, maybe twice a year, Woodrow would be touched in a church service.
那大概每年有那么一次到两次，他这个在这个在这个主日的时候，在教会里会特别受感动。
Our church had an altar in the front, and he would come and he would cry and cry and cry.
那我们这个教会前面有一个这个台，然后他有的时候就会过来，然后因为特别受感动，然后就痛哭流涕。
And I think he really expected that the next morning he was going to wake up with absolutely no temptation.
那我在想，他很多时候就是觉得说，他第二天早上醒过来，那应该就是不再受任何的诱惑了。
A mature saint.
在经过这么一次这个好像洗礼之后，就成为一个这个成熟的基督徒。
But I watched time after time after time.
但是我看到他每一次。
When Woodrow would read his Bible for a few days,
这样完了之后，他可能就开始还真的是开始读经了，读那么几天。
And then he would drop off.
然后就不读了。
And little by little, he would become discouraged.
然后慢慢的又有点灰心了。
And soon he wasn't coming to church anymore.
然后呢，就也慢慢的不去教会了。
Until the next time there was an emotional pull, and he went back to the altar.
那直到下一次说他可能又情绪上受到了这个激动，然后又到这个前台来痛苦。
It has been 35 years.
35年过去了。
And the last time I saw Woodrow, he was no more spiritually mature than he was 35 years ago.
那我上一次见到他的时候，他的属灵的生命跟35年前没有什么变化。
This was not very nice.
这样可能是不太好。
But one day I said, Woodrow, here's what's going to have to happen.
那有一天我就跟他说 ，Woodrow， 这个不能这样下去了。
You're going to have to come to the altar.
你要到前台来，没错。
Cry and cry.
然后痛哭流涕。
And then just fall over dead.
然后就当时就倒地而死就好了。
Because you won't discipline yourself to keep walking with Christ day after day after day.
因为你没有这个足够的自律，能够在每天的生活中与神同行。
Spiritual growth takes time.
因为这个属灵的成长是要花时间的。
If you're a young Christian, be patient.
如果你是一个这个年轻的基督徒，那你就要对自己有耐心。
Don't expect tomorrow to have the maturity of someone who's been walking with Christ for 30 years.
你不要期望自己明天就跟那些已经跟神同行了30年那样成熟。
Be patient.
你要有耐心。
Don't rush, but just keep moving forward.
不要着急，但是要一直不断的前进。
Paul says, I press toward the goal.
保罗说我努力面前的。
That's a present tense verb.
这是一个现在时。
Something that keeps happening.
是一个不断正在进行的过程。
Day after day after day.
每天每周一直在做的。
Paul's last letter, I told you, is 2 Timothy.
我说过这个保罗的最后一封书信就是提摩太后书。
He's just a few months from death.
那个时候他已经离世不远，就是他去世大概几个月以前写的。
He says, I finished my race. He's almost done.
他说我当跑的路已经跑尽了。
But listen to what he says in this same letter.
但是这就已经到这个程度，但是他在同一封信里说了什么？
Bring my books.
他告诉他提摩太说那些书也要带来。
He is still studying. He
也就是说他仍然在学习，他仍然在进步。
Right to the end, he is growing in the image of Christ.
一直到最末尾的时候，他仍然在这个进行中更像耶稣。
And so this morning I want to ask you, are you continuing day by day to grow in the image of Christ?
那所以今天早上我要问你的是，就是你是不是每一天都在持续不断的成长，更像耶稣？
You see, even as Christians, we can lose our passion for growing in Christ's image.
因为作为基督徒，我们有的时候会失去那个热情，就对这个能够更像耶稣的这个成长已经不那么感兴趣了。
God said to the church at Ephesus,
那耶稣那时候对这个以弗所的教会是这样说的。
I have this against you.
我有一件事要责备你。
You have left the love you had at first.
因为你离弃了起初的爱。
Now I want you to understand, he doesn't say, you've decided, I don't want to be a Christian anymore.
他并不是说你已经做了这个决定说我不想当基督徒了。
In fact, he brags on him.
没有，他其实还称赞他们。
He said, you do good works.
说你们很努力。
You teach the truth.
然后一直在教导
真理。You even endure persecution for my sake.
甚至为了我的缘故忍受迫害。
If I were looking at them, I would say, wow, they are dedicated.
如果我们看到他们的话，我们会说，哇，这些基督徒真的是尽心竭力。
But God sees something I don't see.
可是神看到的是我们所看不到的。
He says, you no longer love me.The way you used to.
他对这个教会说，你不再像之前那样爱我了。
Don't let God look at your life and say you've lost your love.
不要让神看到你，然后对你说你已经失去了起初的爱。
You've quit growing.
你不再成长了。
The fifth myth.
第五个误区。
For some Christians, they believe spiritual growth happens only at church.
有些基督徒认为这个属灵的成长只是在教会里才发生的。
Sunday from 10 o'clock to 11:30 is my spiritual growth time.
每个礼拜天10点到11点半是我的属灵成长时间。
Or 10:15 to 11:30.
也可能是10点一刻到11点半。
Or 10:30, 10:45, 11 to 11:30, wherever you fit.
甚至10点半、10点45,看你什么时候来了。
And we say, God, you have an hour, fill me up.
然后你就跟说，神啊，我给你一个小时，你来让我长。
Because at 11:30, we're done.
因为十一点半就结束了。
The truth is,
实际上
spiritual growth requires time alone with God.
事实上，我们属灵要成长，我们必须单独跟神花时间。
If you read through one of the Gospels,
如果你读其中一个福音书，一本福音书
you're going to see over and over Jesus going out into the wilderness to be alone with his Father.
你会看到有很多的地方讲到说耶稣独自走开去跟神花时间在一起。
Now don't be offended, but there is nobody in this room who is as spiritual as Jesus was.
我要这么说你不要不高兴，但是我们这屋里没有一个人像耶稣那么属灵。
So if he needed time alone with God,
那即便他
you and I need time alone with God.
都需要跟神独处，那更何况我们呢？
We need to spend time listening for his voice.
我们要花时间跟神独处，才可以听到他的声音。
Someone said, "Tell me what you pay attention to, And I will tell you who you are.
如果有些有人这么说过，如果你告诉我你关注的是什么，我就能够说出来你是什么样的人。
Because your habits, your character, your decisions, all of this will be shaped by the loudest voice in your life.
那因为你的品格、你的这个爱好、你的所有的一切都是在你关出现在都是你关注什么的结果，就是说你生命中什么声音最响、最吸引
你。The voice you listen to most is going to shape who you are.
就是你听的最多的那个声音就会塑造你是什么样的人。
And the problem is, for many of us, God's voice is not the voice we hear most often.
那对我们当中很多人来说，神的声音并不是我们最关注的声音，我们最常听到的声音。
One reason is God usually.Does not shout at us.
那其中一个原因是，神通常不会冲我们大喊大叫的。
He usually whispers.
他只是一个很细微的声音。
Elijah is running from Jezebel.
那以利亚当时在逃离，就是为了躲开耶洗别。
And he needs to hear God's voice.
然后他需要听到神的声音。
A wind passes by, but God's not there.
那有一阵大风过去，但是神不在那里。
An earthquake, but God's not there.
又有地震，但是神也不在那里。
A fire, but God's not there.
然后后来又有火，神也不在火中。
And then it says, after the fire, a still small voice.
那之后说火后有微小的声音。
One of my favorite translations of that says, the sound of a whisper.
那我最喜欢的一个翻译说，就是一个那种在耳边细语的那种声音。
And that whisper changed Elijah's life.
就是这个细微的声音改变了以利亚的生命。
But the problem is this: you can't hear a whisper when there's a lot of noise going on.
但是问题在于，如果你生命中有很多很多的杂音的时候，你是听不到这种低声细语的。
There's got to be quiet.
所以你一定要安静下来。
But for most of us.We have successfully managed to drive any kind of quiet and solitude out of our life.
那我们当中很多人都把自己弄到已经就是说永远周围都充斥着很多声音，一点都没有这个安静的时候。
If nothing else, we put those earbuds in so we can listen to something all the time.
所以这个安静我们都受不了了。如果真的安静下来，我们就要戴上耳机开始找一些东西来听。
Why? Because we're afraid to be alone and quiet.
因为为什么？因为我们不愿意独处，因为我们不愿意有这个安静。
But we need time alone for God to speak into our life.
但是我们需要有这个独处的时间，在这个时候，神才能够跟我们说话。
Not just on Sunday, but day after day.
不仅仅是周日，是每一天。
If you come to church on Sunday and you do nothing the rest of the week to build your spiritual life, you are not going to grow.In the image of Christ.
如果你只是礼拜天到教会来，然后其他的时间没有花任何力气去让你的属灵生命得到长进的话，你不会更像神的。
Sunday's service is important to support your growth, but it's not sufficient.
周日的来参加主日崇拜是很重要的，对你的属灵的成长是一个支持，但是却不是唯一的主要的因素。
If you want to grow and become like Christ, you must spend time with Him alone.
如果你想成长，如果你想更像基督的话，你必须和他单独相处。
Maybe you say, "Well, I've never done that. I don't know what to do."
你可能说，我从来也没做过，我不知道该怎么办。
If so, let me just encourage you. Pick up your Bible.
那如果真的是这样的话，我就鼓励你，就拿起你的圣经来。
Start in the Gospel of Mark.
从马可福音开始。
And just begin day after day to spend time in God's Word.
就每天花时间在神的话上。
Say, God, teach me something today that will help me to be more like you.
就跟神说，神啊，就今天教我一些事情，让我能够更像你。
The last myth I want to look at is this.
最后一个误区是这个。
Some Christians would agree completely with number five that you need time alone with God.
那有些基督徒很同意这个第五条，就是说我们需要跟神独处。
But they would say, time alone with God is all I need.
但是他们说，跟神独处就是我所需要的一切，就这样了。
They have accepted the myth that spiritual growth is entirely a personal and private matter between me and God.
那他们就会认为这个，他们的误区就是说，我们的属灵成长是一个个人的，是一个自己的私事。
I'm a teacher, so I'm going to give you a test.
那我是个老师，我就要给大家考试。
One question, true or false?
那一个这个选择题，对或错？
True or false? The Bible does not command people to attend church. Church is a man-made requirement. I can worship God at the beach as well as in the church.
这个圣经并没有要求人参加一个教会，这个教会是这个人为的一个组织，所以我自己去这个海滩也好，去山上也好，我自己就可以跟就是来崇拜神，就像在教会里一样。
True?
是对的吗？
False?
错的。
If you wanted to answer true, I have good news and bad news.
那如果你想说这是对的话，我有好消息也有坏消息。
The good news is that a majority of Americans agree with you.
那这个好消息说这个美国大部分的人是同意你的。
They believe that church attendance is a man-made requirement.
他们认为参加教会是这个是人为搞出来的事情。
But one bit of bad news.
但是有一点点这个坏消息。
God doesn't agree with you.
但是神不在这个大多数人当中。
He's not part of that majority.
他并不同意。
God said, Hebrews 10.
神在这个希伯来书。
Let us stir one another up.
神在希伯来书第十章说，让我们互相彼此激励。
Not neglecting to meet together.
要彼此相互激发爱心。
Encouraging one another.
勉励行善。
You see, he understands we need other believers.
他知道，神知道我们需要其他的信徒。
Spiritual growth requires a body.
这个属灵的成长需要一个这个社区的环境。
We need relationships to grow.
我们需要跟人之间的关系才能长。
And remember when the writer of Hebrews put this, don't forsake assembling together. He is writing to people who are in danger of being persecuted if they do meet together.
那当希伯来的作者跟这个他的读者说你们不可停止聚会的时候，他的读者是那些因为要参加聚会可能会受到迫害的人。
They may be killed if they identify openly as Christians.
甚至如果他们公开承认自己是基督徒的话，可能会遭到杀害。
And the writer of Hebrews says, our relationships in the body of Christ are so important that you need them even at the risk of persecution.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉他们，这个跟这个肢体之间的这个共同的这个社区的观念是那么重要，以至于即便受到迫害，你们也要来参加聚会。
You see, very few Christians fail spiritually when they are active and they are part of a group of committed believers.
很少有基督徒，如果他还在一群一起来努力追求的基督徒当中的时候，就自己就会跌倒。
It's when we quit ministering to others.
而是当我们不再互相鼓励。
It's when we begin to kind of withdraw to ourselves and we have no accountability to other believers.
然后我们自己各自为营，然后不再那个为兄弟负责的时候。
That we begin to lose our connection.
然后我们就会失去了那个联络。
This afternoon, if you want a very boring few minutes, read Romans chapter 16.
如果你今天下午想要花一些比较有一些无聊的时候的要过的话，那你就可以读罗马书第十六章。
It will not give you any great encouragement.
这个罗马书第十六章不会有很多这个鼓励你的话。
It's a list of names.
实际上这个是一个名单。
Hello to Phoebe.
然后说这个。
To Priscilla and Aquila.
向菲比问安，向百居拉。
Hello to Andronicus and Eunia.
向以拜尼土安还有亚尼亚。
I won't make you read the whole list.27 names.
这个罗马书十六章里一共列了27个名字。
Here's what I want you to see. All of these are people, are Christians.
我想让你
Paul considered part of his community, part of his family.
我想让你看到的是，就是这些名字的保罗所列的这些人都是基督徒，都是跟他在一起服侍的，是保罗的这个团队，是他的社区。
We need one another.
我们是彼此需要的。
That's how we grow.
这我们因此才能成长。
God wants to shape each one of us into His image.
神要让我们每一个人都更像他的形象。
This summer in Kunming, we went to a place that had these beautiful Chinese vases.
那个今年夏天，我在昆明的时候见到一些非常美的这个瓷器花瓶。
But as I looked at them and thought, you know, if someone digs one of these up from somewhere, it's not going to look very beautiful when they first find it.
那个是在一个这个博物馆里，就当他们最开始发现的时候，我在想，说他们从土里把它挖出来的时候，肯定没有现在这么好看。
Might be covered with dirt and mud. It doesn't look valuable.
肯定是上面就沾满了泥土这样的，肯定看上去也不是什么有价值的东西。
But an expert sees something beautiful and valuable in that.
但是一个专家能够看到说这里面裹着的是一个很有价值、很美的东西。
And so he will spend hours and hours cleaning and restoring the beauty of that vase.
那这个专家就会花很长的时间来慢慢的清理、慢慢的把它弄干净。
Because of sin, God's image in us has been damaged.
因为罪，我们里面的这个神的形象也受到了破坏。
And maybe when someone first looks at us, they see a lot of dirt and mud from a sinful past.
那如果所以当别人看到我们的时候，就好像看到刚看到刚开始看到那个花瓶一样，我们身上也有很多的泥土和肮脏，是因为过去的罪所带来的。
But this morning, I want you to know that God sees something incredibly valuable under all of that.
但是今天早上我要告诉你说，神看我们的时候，看到的是我们里边那个非常有价值的那个形象。
And if you will faithfully follow Him,
如果你要忠心的来跟随他的话，
it will take years.
可能会需要花很长时间。
But He is going to restore you into His image.
但是他会重整你，让你重新拥有他所的给你的形象。
So be patient.
所以要有耐心。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
But walk step by step, allowing Him to shape you in His image.
一步一步的与他同行，允许他来带给你耶稣的形象。
And He will make you into someone who 1 John says, when you see Him, you will look like Him.
他会改变你，使你成为这个约翰所说的那个，当我们见他的时候，我们会更像他。
Because He will have accomplished His purpose in your life.
因为他能够成就他在你身上的目的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, would you help us to be people who seek to be more and more like you?
亲爱的神，能求你帮助我们，让我们成为那一群愿意更像你的人。
Don't let us settle for just coming to church.
不要让我们仅仅以到教会来为满足。
Don't let us settle for just an occasional emotional feeling.
也不要让我们只是因为偶尔的情绪上的感动就觉得满意了。
But help us to grow day by day in your image.
求你帮助我们每一天都能在你的形象上更为进步。
Give us a hunger for that.
求你给我们心里这样的饥渴。
And then